All right, everyone, it's time for some degeneracy, and you know what time it is. It's Bible Black time. Well, there's been a couple of issues here. Hopefully they've all been worked out, but just with the three different recording sources I had to figure out which one I used, because it was telling me I wasn't using any, but I was still recording for many months and didn't know what was going on. But OBS is like, hey, I don't have a recording source for you. So I had to find out which one it was, and I believe I've got the right source. You know, you have to be careful because one's too loud, one's going to be too, speakery. You know, it's basically coming right from the input line itself. And then there's one that is my sound, like my basic sound card, and that's the one I'm using right now, or have been using for a long time. So I think that's the one we're going with, and everything should be fine now. Latest version of OBS, I had some issues with basically figuring out what capture device I was using, whether it was game or window capture. It appears to be window capture. And that seems to be working, so let's go ahead and get started and see how well this goes. The bell rings, the bell sounds, and class begins. Lunch went by just like my morning class, and soon my afternoon classes came to an end as well. I leave my desk and stuff my bag with whatever's on my desk. I'm supposed to go to the apartment again today. Minase, what are you going to do about the art club meeting? Amari walks over to me. She's wobbling, with her cheeks flushed red. There's no point in going to the club now. Besides, can you even do anything in the condition you're in? But Amari insists on staying for the club. I guess she still has the power to reason, and it seems to be messing up her head. Also, guys, I found out that there is a setting to remove my cursor, but I want to use it to point out certain things in scenes, so I'm going to be that guy and keep it. Who cares about the art club? I'm sure they'll do fine without us. I drag Amari out of the room, even though she seems unsure. We go down the stairs and head towards the shoe shelves. I notice someone standing in front of me. Miss Takashiro! Miss Takashiro stands in front of me, almost as if she's trying to block my way. You're coming to the club meeting, right? I'm not going today. You two are the officers of the art club. I won't let you slack off. Miss Takashiro is glaring at me and speaking with ice in her voice. Her words are filled with authority. She's not acting at all like her usual self. Amari and I unwillingly follow Miss Takashiro's orders. Miss Takashiro takes me to the vacant art room. It's too early, so none of the members are here yet. What do you want? You brought me here for a reason, right? We face each other, and I ask before she can say anything. Of course, I already know what Miss Takashiro wants. I suggest that you remove yourself from that group immediately. What are you talking about? She's saying exactly what I expected, but I pretend not to know anything. Don't sidestep me. You people are trying to do something with that book. Book? Do you know how dumb that sounds, Miss Takashiro? So you're gonna play stupid, are you? Then... Bang! Miss Takashiro mutters under her breath. She approaches me and snatches my bag from my hand. What? She opens the bag in front of me and pulls out my magic book. What's this? Are you still gonna pretend you don't know anything? Please give that back. I'm glaring at Miss Takashiro. No, I can't do that. I don't know how you got this, but you shouldn't use this power. If you do, it's only gonna lead to disaster. Give it back! Wake up, it's not too late, you can still turn back. Give it to me! I release my power, aiming it at Miss Takashiro. Bam! Miss Takashiro is blown back by magic. She falls down to her knees and knocks over the easel. She stays on the floor for a moment. She looks shocked, but she shakes her head and gets up as she comes to her senses. You become a follower, but how did you get that kind of evil power? Now you know who I am. Give that back to me, now! No, never! You don't know anything. Do you want history to repeat itself? Do you want it to be like it was 12 years ago? Humans can't control the dark power. If you aid the devil in any way, you're going to regret it. If you're not going to give it back, I'll take it from you, by force. This time I won't take it easy on you. I aim at Miss Takashiro slowly. I guess it's no use talking to you. I'm afraid you leave me no choice. Miss Takashiro recites some kind of spell and a star symbol appears in front of her. Take this! Crack! I launch my power, but it breaks and turns to dust before Miss Takashiro's spell. What the? You shouldn't get overconfident just because an evil imp has been bound to you. Damn! I'll get rid of this book. It shouldn't exist in this world. I have to burn it before more people suffer. But tell me, what are you people planning to do? This power, it's not something that's easy to get. I can't just let you go now that I've seen it. Miss Takashiro approaches me. Then I signal Amari with my eyes. Miss Takashiro isn't paying any attention to Amari at all. She obviously has no idea that her most trusted student is gonna harm her. I'm sure Amari can take out Miss Takashiro. Amari hesitates for a second, but then she jumps to attack Miss Takashiro. I'm sorry, Miss Takashiro! What? Amari's thin legs swings up high off the ground, slams into... No, what? Hold on. Amari's thin leg swings up high off the ground, slams into Miss Takashiro diagonally. It should be and slams into Miss Takashiro diagonally. Or slamming into whatever. Bash! Miss Takashiro takes the hit square, and her body bends all the way over. But even after taking that severe blow, she manages to keep standing. She must have extraordinary willpower. Amari, you too! Why don't you just go down? Amari is about to cry. She lands the finishing blow. Douche! Amari throws a punch right where she landed her first kick. Miss Takashiro can't take anymore. She falls on the floor, fainting away. She falls down. Okay, we have an image. Oh, okay, so there's the book. There's Miss Takashiro. I like the way he's done the hair here. Of course, she's knocked out. Let's see. Yeah, again. Of course, there's a visible panty shot there. A little bit of cleavage there. Hands are a little better here. You can actually see the fingernails a little bit. There's writing there. I wonder what kind of writing that is. It's interesting for a school uniform. Yeah. An interesting little scene, I guess. What's that green? Maybe that's an earring or something that fell. She falls down. Good job, Amari. I pat Amari on her shoulder. Now Amari is an accomplice. You go and get Miss Kitami. I'll tie up Miss Takashiro so that she can't move. What are you going to do with Miss Takashiro? I don't know. Ask Miss Kitami. As Amari leaves the art room, I tie up Miss Takashiro's hands and feet. Amari comes back quickly with Miss Kitami. I see things went well. What shall we do with Miss Takashiro? We'll take her to the apartment. Then I'll entertain her. Looks like it's gonna be a fun night. Miss Katami is grinning ear to ear. I'm gonna get the car and take Miss Takashiro to the apartment. You two stop by the apartment later. Tonight we'll have a welcome party for Miss Takashiro. I understand. See you later. Miss Katami picks up Miss Takashiro and leaves the room. I pick up the book Miss Takashiro drops, clean the art room, and leave with Amari. Or Emery, whatever. Tonight, Miss Takashiro becomes our prey. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I'm getting hard picturing the resolute Miss Takashiro all dirtied up. You're going there again tonight? Yeah, you're coming too, right? Yes. Emery seems a bit puzzled, but she nods. Can you go ahead without me, Minase? I'll just go home and get changed. Why don't we just head over there now? But my underpants are dirty. Emery says this while averting her eyes. So that's why she's looking at her skirt all the time. She's been hit by the drugs and holding a vibrator in there all day, so I don't blame her. But she's gonna take them off anyway, so there's really no need to worry about it. She's a girl, so I guess I'll let her do what she wants for now. Alright, make it quick. Okay. Emery and I part as she goes home. I head over to the apartment by myself. I arrive at the apartment and head for the elevator. Miss Katami's car is parked in the garage. I get off the elevator, walk down the hallway, and head for the room. I wonder if Saiki and the others are here already. Rings doorbell. The door opens. The door swings open as I ring the doorbell. You're quick, come on in, we're ready to go. Kirimoto greets me at the front entrance. I enter the room and lock the door behind me. Kirimoto and I walk down the dim hallway and go to the back of the main room. You're here. There are several people other than Miss Katami in the room. Inoue is one of them. There's also a bunch of other guys, none who I really know. Miss Katami may have brought them here, but they seem a little uncomfortable all hanging out in the corner of the room wearing nothing but their underwear. I'm sure these guys were brought here by Miss Katami to entertain Miss Takashiro. In the center of the room, Miss Takashiro is tied up in an obscene way. Okay, let's look at this picture here. Her hands and feet are tied to a chair and are secured tight so she wouldn't be able to move. Her mouth is gagged, probably so she can't recite any spells. I look closely and see that her eyes are still shut. Her chest moves up and down with a slow, measured breathing, and it doesn't look like she resisted at all. She's still sleeping? Yes. I'm sure she'll be surprised when she regains consciousness. She's probably not used to that position, hehe. Let's begin, shall we? It's boring to just wait around. You're not gonna use the drugs? Using the drugs makes things easier, but that would take away all the fun. Miss Katami smiles mysteriously. Miss Katami is gonna have fun with Miss Takashiro until she falls to pieces. Miss Katami approaches Miss Takashiro and strokes her crotch and breasts. Now, entertain me. Miss Katami takes one of the candles lighting the room and approaches Miss Takashiro's clean body. The candle wax starts to melt and spills over Miss Takashiro's white skin. Candle wax dripping. Miss Takashiro shakes and moans as the candle wax drips onto her body, but she's pretty far gone. She won't regain consciousness from this alone. Miss Katami grins and keeps dripping red wax onto Miss Takashiro. Miss Takashiro moans every time the wax drips onto her body, but her sensitive parts are covered by her underwear, and the wax isn't painful enough to wake her up. The wax hardens once it touches her skin and covers her clean white skin with red. After a while, her skin has been showered with red dots. Now it's time for her to wake up. Miss Katami places her hands on Miss Takashiro's underwear. She first rips off her bra and exposes Miss Takashiro's voluptuous boobs. Her soft boobs pop out and sway from the force of her bra being removed. Then Miss Katami gets a good grip on her panties and cuts them off with a knife after pulling them tight up her pussy. Her panties rolled up with the force of release and Miss Takashiro's vagina is exposed. Looks like you haven't been using it much lately. Miss Katami speaks gently as she examines the softly raised mound. You can clearly see a pinkish labia. I'm getting excited just looking at it. Heh, here we go. Miss Katami holds the candle over Miss Takashiro's chest. Wax keeps dripping onto her nipples and breasts and they turn red with it. Oh, there's a kanji. To lessen the heat of the wax, Miss Katami lets it drip from the top of the candle on purpose. Miss Takashiro reacts to the wax, but still doesn't regain consciousness. Now her boobs are covered to the point where you can't even see her nipples. This time you're definitely gonna wake up! Miss Katami moves her hand down to Miss Takashiro's crotch area. Now, wake up! Then she tilts the candle. As the wax touches her crotch, Miss Takashiro tries to leap forward in surprise, but since her body is tied to a chair, she's pulled back roughly. Miss Takashiro is forced to wake. Her eyes bug out in shock as she realizes what's happening to her. I guess that's no surprise. Anyone would be shocked to find themselves in her situation just after waking up. You're awake. That's a great way to wake up, isn't it? Miss Katami chuckles at Miss Takashiro, who doesn't understand what's going on. Miss Takashiro watches in blank surprise as Miss Katami holds the candle in front of her. You can't figure out why I'm here or why I'm doing this, right? Well, I'll fill you in later, so just bear with me for now. Miss Katami continues to drip wax onto Miss Takashiro's crotch. Wax keeps dripping onto Miss Takashiro's pussy, and she starts to thrash back and forth in pain, but Miss Katami doesn't seem to care. She keeps on dripping hot wax. Miss Takashiro's crotch is all red, and wax covers up most of her skin. Miss Takashiro seems to calm down as if she's getting used to the heat from the wax. Just a bunch of wax. This isn't really turning me on. I'm not real big on candle wax, guys. Now, isn't that beautiful? Miss Katami looks over the red wax covering Miss Takashiro's body and ridicules her. Alright, let's get that wax off of you. Miss Katami grins and places her hand on a chunk of red wax, then she starts to remove the wax from Miss Takashiro's breasts. Miss Takashiro quietly waits as the wax is being removed. All the wax is pulled off except for the wax on Miss Takashiro's pussy. Lastly, Miss Takashiro places her hand lovingly on Miss Takashiro's wax-covered crotch. Oh look, one more place to clean up, hehe. Miss Takashiro realizes what Miss Katami is about to do and she starts to struggle, removing wax. Yep, that's gonna hurt a little bit. Since the wax is covering her pubic hairs, every time Miss Katami gives a little pull on it, a disturbing tearing sound can be heard. Miss Takashiro's pubic hair is growing in one direction, but Miss Katami pulls up the wax in the opposite direction. Miss Takashiro is teary-eyed because of the pain, and her whole body is shaking. After the wax has been removed, Miss Takashiro's crotch is perfectly smooth and swollen cherry red. I'm sorry, I must have pulled it off in the wrong direction. Miss Katami examines Miss Takashiro's crotch and chuckles. Miss Takashiro has no choice but to take the pain and embarrassment. Tears run down her cheeks.
Now I'll stick my big dick into that clean vagina.
Miss Katami puts her fingers on either side of her slit and pulls out a huge penis. Miss Takashiro is surprised by Miss Katami's enormous penis. I don't blame her. Anyone would be surprised to see a penis growing out of a woman's body. Look at this. It wants to enter your body. Miss Katami's penis throbs with the sound of her heartbeat. Miss Takashiro shook her head vigorously side to side as Miss Katami's penis approaches her smooth vagina. But Miss Takashiro is all tied up and has no place to go. Here we go. Miss Katami presses the head of the penis against her slit and pushes her hips forward slowly. Little by little, Miss Katami's penis digs into Miss Takashiro's vagina. Miss Kitami's penis is buried all the way inside. Everyone in the room can clearly see them have intercourse. So good. It feels so good inside you. Banging. I love how it just says banging. Miss Kitami thrusts her hips back and forth rhythmically as Miss Takashiro's boobs bounce up and down every time she gets thrust. Bodily fluids are oozing out from her vagina. Miss Takashiro is being violated in front of everyone, but she puts up with the pain and embarrassment. The others are getting excited because of the obscene act right in front of them. Some of them are playing with themselves. Banging. Since Miss Takashiro is tied up, she can't help but feel the full force of every thrust. Her cheeks turn pink and her nipples are hard. Miss Kitami increases the speed little by little. She's getting excited. I'm about to come. What? You don't want me to come inside you? Miss Takashiro shakes her head side to side. Then I'll be sure to shoot it all inside. Miss Takashiro sheds tears as she hears Miss Katami's cruel determination. Here I come. Miss Kitami thrusts with her hips faster and faster and reaches climax. Thick cum shooting out. Miss Kitami stops moving her hips and convulses as she pours lots of liquid up inside Miss Takashiro. Miss Takashiro takes the hot liquid inside her. She looks pained. She's totally under Miss Katami's control, and she would be driven to insanity, just like us. Cock juice pouring out? After Miss Kitami releases her entire weight load, she slowly pulls out her penis. Pulling out. After Miss Kitami pulls out, white liquid pours out of Miss Takashiro's vagina. I did say I'd fill you in. Miss Takashiro looks relieved that the act is over. She relaxes against her chair, but I'm certain Miss Kitami isn't through yet. It's too early for you to relax. There's plenty more to go. Miss Takashiro opens her eyes wide. Now it's your turn, Minase, to get my sloppy seconds. Ew. I slowly approach Miss Takashiro. Miss Takashiro is looking at me with sad eyes. I have a guilty conscience, but it's too late to be worrying now. After watching Miss Takashiro's performance, my cock was already erect and ready for insertion. I take out my cock and lay it against Miss Takashiro's abdomen. I'm going in, Miss Takashiro. I place my cock against her opening and insert it all the way inside. Okay. That took a while. Insertion. My cock enters inside quickly due to all the slick liquid. Miss Kitami released inside. As it goes deep up her, liquid inside her vagina pours out from a crevice around my cock. Inside it is hot and slippery as hell. How does it feel to have your student inside you, Professor? You seem to like it. With your nipples all hard. Miss Takashiro is quiet and trembling with embarrassment. Even if she wants to speak, she can only moan. Start moving, Minase. If you ejaculate, do it inside, just like I did. Miss Takashiro doesn't show any resistance. She's probably given up. I start moving my hips as I thrust into Miss Takashiro. Banging. Inside Miss Takashiro, it's hot, sticky, and feels really good. I keep on moving my hips. Good, keep going. It's clear that Miss Takashiro is enjoying it, maybe because she's been violated for such a long time. Each time I pull back, she tightens up, not wanting to let go. I felt the urge to come after thrusting into her for a while. I start a final spurt of speed without holding anything back. Banging. The sound of our bodies slapping against each other echoed throughout the room. It overlapped with the sound of our heavy, quickening breathing. I'm coming! Cock juice shooting out. Then I came inside Miss Takashiro with great force. I shoot a lot of semen up inside her as my body twitches. Miss Takashiro takes in my juice. I can tell she's feeling both pain and pleasure. After I release all my sperm, I calm down my breathing and pull my cock out. Pulling out. White cum pouring out. As I pull out, hot white liquid pours out. It's as if floodgates just broke open. The combined liquid loads of Miss Kitami and myself pour out onto the floor.
How was it? Did you feel good?
Well, did you enjoy it? Miss Takashiro is totally zoned out and exhausted, as if she can't hear anything at all. Now let us all entertain Miss Takashiro. Miss Katami motions to the group in the corner with their cocks out, but Miss Takashiro doesn't respond at all and lets them do as they wish. The guys pounce on Miss Takashiro and smother her like wild beasts. The ones waiting for their turn were pleasuring themselves with their hands and breasts. Miss Katami removes the gag from Miss Takashiro's mouth and jams a cock inside. Some of the others started rubbing their cocks on her legs and hair as well. Miss Takashiro is using her entire body to satisfy these guys. In the blink of an eye, the guys start releasing themselves and Miss Takashiro is getting filthy inside and outside. After a long while passes, the men leave her body lying there as Miss Takashiro is trembling in a chair, totally out of it. Hold on. Lots of cum had been forced down her throat, and now it was pouring out of her mouth. Miss Takashiro's body is sticky with about 10 different shades of white liquid. Steam is rising off the cum, and she looks filthy. The smell of sperm from her body is so strong it makes me want to puke. You look very pretty. Why are you doing this to me? Miss Takashiro is speaking with a weak voice. Miss Katami only ridiculed her. Because it's fun. It's fun watching people suffer over and over again. A face filled with pain, a face filled with pleasure, they all turn me on in different ways. You're crazy. That's right, I'm crazy. But the entire world is crazy. People just don't want to admit it. That's true. Take a look at our world. Genocides, science out of control, corruption is a way of life. God has forsaken us. Humanity ignores the Ten Commandments and continues to commit mortal sin after mortal sin. She's right. Ruled by a bunch of hypocrites, this world is filled with sin. And in a world like this, we're the only ones who fit in perfectly. This world needs people like me. You, who are you? I made a pact with the devil 12 years ago. That's a lie. No, it's true. It all happened 12 years ago. That tragic day is when it all started. I know all about that incident. I knew all the members of that group, that coven. But I don't know you. Of course not. I'm not related to your coven. I didn't even have any interest in black magic. Then why? No, I want to know why. I don't remember. Enough with the talking. You're going to be one of us soon. Even if I told you, it wouldn't change anything. I'll tell you about it when I feel like it. That is, if you can maintain your sanity long enough. Wait, tell me just one thing. What are you planning to do? Are you trying to summon a demon like they did 12 years ago? I told you before. I already made a pact with the devil. I don't need to summon a demon. Pact? You mean you sold your soul to the devil? That's right, and now my pact is about to expire. So that's why you did all this? It's an act of desperation? No, I found a spell to free myself from the pact. What? It's impossible! You'll find out soon enough. Until then, try to keep yourself sane. If you're lucky, you'll be able to witness the event with your own two eyes. You're trying to trick me. Actually, I think I said enough. No, let's start again from the top. Get her off the chair. Aren't you satisfied yet? They released Miss Takeshiro from the chair. Her hands and feet are numb and she doesn't struggle, maybe because she had been tied up for so long in that position. After she's rolled onto the floor, she's tied up again so that she can't move. Her mouth is gagged with a tube and it's secured tightly so that she can't close it. Wow, look at her now. Miss Takeshiro can't talk, and all she could do is make pitiful noises. I'm gonna give you the water torture. You know what it is, right? During the Middle Ages, they used this form of torture on suspected witches. You're gonna be forced to drink lots of water until you prostrate yourself before me. I wonder how much you can drink. Cover her nose! I stick a rubber stopper up into her nose to prevent her from breathing. Now she can only breathe through her mouth. Now I'll let you drink. If you don't drink it down as fast as you can, you'll suffocate. Heh heh heh. Miss Katami connects a rubber hose to the faucet and sticks the other end into Miss Takashiro's mouth and down her throat. She slowly turns on the faucet. Oh my god. Water shoots out. The sound of water running through the hose continues. Lots of water swelling through the hose. Water gushes out. Water is running down the sides of her mouth. At the same time, her throat starts contracting as she swallows as much as she can. Drinking water. Miss Katami turns the faucet to adjust the amount of water pouring out. She adjusts it to a point where very little water comes out of the faucet. With this method, Miss Takeshiro can only breathe when she drinks the water. Miss Takeshiro has to keep on drinking in order to breathe. Drinking water. Miss Takeshiro gulps down the water and takes a deep breath, but the water accumulates and prevents her from breathing again. Drinking water. Miss Takeshiro continues to drink. After a while, her face starts to contort. Her stomach must be full of water by now, but she has no choice but to drink or she can't breathe. Soon, she starts drinking slower and slower, and the time she has to hold her breath becomes longer. She continues to hold her breath until she can't take anymore and then gulps down more water in order to breathe. Her stomach is swelling from all the water she's sucking down. She must have drank several liters by now, drinking water. Miss Takeshiro's eyes roll back a bit, and I can see the whites of her eyes. Bubbles are beginning to form at the corners of her mouth due to the amount of water, but she can still hardly keep up with the speed of the water coming out, and she's about to suffocate. Turn off the faucet! The faucet is turned off quickly. Miss Takeshiro coughs up some water and begins devouring the air frantically. You only drank about 4 liters. You can do better than that. Alright, I'll let you rest for a bit. Miss Katami signals me to remove the gag from Miss Takashiro's mouth. No more. No, we'll keep on doing this until you surrender yourself. What? I can't drink anymore. If I drink more, my stomach will explode. Don't worry, the human body is quite elastic. You can drink plenty more. I'll die. Now, let's get back to work. I stick the hose down Miss Takashiro's throat again. Stop it, Menace. The hose is inserted and the faucet is turned on again. So yeah, I knew you could drink more. Hehe. 8 liters? You're gonna drink more, at least 4 more liters. Drinking water. Miss Takashiro's Adam apple moves up and down and starts swallowing the water. Soon her face becomes contorted with pain. There's a limit to how much water a human being can take in at once. I'm pretty sure she's reached it. I'll go get ready for the next act, so I'm leaving you in charge. Miss Katami put her hand on my shoulder. Sure. After Miss Katami leaves, I keep watching Miss Takashiro struggle with the water. Drinking water. Miss Takashiro keeps drinking with teary eyes. I don't know how many liters she drank, but her stomach was surprisingly swollen. I have nothing against you personally, but you should give up. Then she stops drinking and is about to lose consciousness. Alright, let me see what I'm supposed to actually do here. Okay. Miss Takashiro stops drinking completely and water starts to pour from her mouth. She stops breathing and about 20 seconds pass by. Her eyes turn white and her body is convulsing. If I leave her like this, she's gonna die. She's gonna die, Minase. Seiki is watching quietly from the corner. She steps forward. I quickly remove the hose from her mouth and free her. Miss Takashiro takes a deep breath, vomits up water from her mouth, and coughs. Minase, help me! It's no use asking me. Now, let's continue. Are you trying to kill me? I can't drink anymore. If you decide to join us, then you will be saved. I can't do that. Besides, that woman is planning to make me suffer until I'm torn to pieces. That's good enough for me. What? I put the hose back into Miss Takashiro's mouth and start pouring more water. Miss Takashiro drinks the water unwillingly. Her stomach was swelling up like crazy, and it would probably burst if you stabbed it with a needle. Your stomach is pretty big. You're like a frog. Miss Katami returns chuckling to Miss Takashiro. She's probably at her limit. I don't think she can drink anymore. Okay, you can stop the water. The faucet is turned off and the water stops pouring out. I remove the stopper blocking Miss Takashiro's nose. Water shoots out of Miss Takashiro's mouth and nose and keeps pouring and pouring out. She calms down, but now Miss Takashiro's out of it and can't move at all. Well, it's probably difficult for her to get up with her stomach like that. Well, what do you think after drinking all that water? You might just end up in the Guinness Book of World Records. Bathroom. Miss Takashiro is speaking softly and shaking. Bathroom. I see, you want to pee. You drank that much, so I guess your bladder is full. Alright, since you're already wet, go ahead and pee right here. No. You're so spoiled. Fine, use this instead. Then Miss Katami places a wash basin on the floor. What? With that stomach of yours, you probably won't make it to the bathroom on your own. Here! No, I can't hold it anymore. Minase, push on Miss Takashiro's stomach. No, no, no! I place my hand on Miss Takashiro's lower abdomen and push lightly. Urinating. A clear yellow liquid is shooting out of her crotch with force. It's so forceful the wash basin is moving away little by little. Ah, doesn't stop. It won't stop. She urinates for a long time, splashing all over the floor and filling the wash basin. Urinating. Her peeing shows, but it still trickles out. It's like a faucet that hasn't been completely turned off. You really wet yourself. The wash basin is full of your dirty pee. But your stomach is still full. It looks like you're pregnant. Now I'll let you have this. It'll drive you out of your mind. Miss Katami takes the wash basin full of urine. You can't be. This is like Starless shit. Minase, hand me that big hypodermic needle. I grabbed the needle like I was told to. But it was actually a plunger for giving an enema, not a needle. Please don't, I can't take anything in my stomach. We won't know unless we try. You can blow it out your ass. It's like killing two birds with one stone. No, please stop. Miss Takashiro starts crying with a desperate look on her face as I approach her with the plunger. You put it inside her. Let's just start with 3,000 cc. I can't take that much. Don't worry, you'll be releasing it soon enough. As they talk, I suck up the streaming urine from the wash basin with the plunger. The cylinder is full, so I cover the opening with my finger and approach Miss Takashiro. No, stop it, Minase! Now, get ready for insertion. Miss Katami forces Miss Takashiro to stick out her ass. Now that is a good CG. Look at the expression on her face. I like that. The way the hair is. Very well done, CG. Miss Takashiro sticks out her ass in front of me while enduring the pain in her stomach. Her swollen stomach looks even bigger hanging down like that. Go ahead. I insert the tip of the plunger into Miss Takashiro's ass. Also, look at the natural fat there. Like, there's a natural kind of fat. Like, she's not obese, but she has natural, like, skin stuff, like, flat and stuff like that. So, the breasts naturally kind of hang down. I like it. Whoops. I insert the tip of the plunger into Miss Takashiro's ass. I take the plunger and push it up into her ass with a thrust. No, it's entering my ass. Look at that pained expression there. Miss Takashiro's ass was trembling. The liquid went smoothly inside her, maybe because she couldn't put any pressure on her lower stomach. I empty all 500 cc inside her and pull the plunger out of her ass. Ugh. I continue to suck up urine from the wash basin for the second insertion. Then I stick the plunger up her ass again. This is definitely out of Starless. I press the back of the plunger and release Miss Takashiro's hot urine back up into her ass. Miss Takashiro's face is red and she's enduring the humiliation as best she can. To let one of your students give you an enema, you're pathetic. Miss Katami looks over Miss Takashiro and chuckles. I finish releasing the second load and suck up another one from the wash basin. No more. I can't take any more. What are you talking about? You've only had two so far. We need to squirt four more inside, so just be patient. I prepare the third load and shove it into Miss Takashiro's ass. Every time I finish injecting a load, Miss Takashiro's stomach swells bigger. I'm sure she's got plenty of liquid inside her body by now. I prepare the fourth load and inject it up into her ass. It gets harder to force the contents of the plunger into her ass. If I relax my hand, the urine comes flowing backwards into the cylinder. I guess she's almost full. I finish releasing the fourth load and prepare a fifth load from the wash basin, sucking up urine. Jesus. After I fill up the fifth load, the wash basin is already empty. The wash basin's empty. You've got to be kidding me. Alright, I'll go get something else we can use instead. Miss Katami takes a cup and walks over to the corner of the room. I go on and push the plunger holding the fifth load up to Miss Takashiro's ass. No more, I can't take any more. Her face is contorted with pain. She begs me to stop. We're almost done. Then I release the contents into her ass. As I release it into her ass, I can only get the plunger to press part way. When I release my hand, the liquid shoots backwards into the cylinder. Hang in there. I can't take any more. No, I'll keep going until everything's inside you. Then I applied more force and got all the pee up in her ass. My God, that sounds horrible. I emptied the contents from the plunger after a bit of a struggle. I made sure everything is in there and pull out the plunger from her ass. Here, use this to finish her off? Miss Katami returns and places a cup in front of me. There's a large amount of creamy white liquid in the cup. I can tell it has come by the smell. I look in the corner of the room and there are several exhausted male students resting against the wall. I bet this cup full of sperm was taken from them. I place the tip of the plunger into the liquid and slowly start sucking it in. After sucking up everything in the cup, the white liquid only fills up about half the cylinder. I still not enough. I got it. Then Miss Takashiro tells me to stick the plunger into Miss Takashiro's pussy. Stab. Ah! I stick the plunger into her pussy and start sucking up the juice that's filling her up. I knew there was plenty of juice stored there. Sucking up juice. The cum filling her vagina is sucked up into the plunger and the cylinder becomes very white. I feel nauseous from seeing all this thick cum in front of me. The white liquid is lying stagnant inside the cylinder. Then I approach Miss Takashiro's ass with a sixth load. Last one. I slowly push the contents into her ass. The white cream enters Miss Takashiro's body through her ass. Ugh. Pulling the plunger out. I finish emptying the contents and pull the plunger out of her ass. The viscous liquid left a long white thread trailing from her ass to the tip of the plunger. It all went inside. I can't take it anymore. You did great. It's amazing you took all that in. My stomach hurts. Well, you did take a lot. You're tough. You might be able to hold it for 5 minutes. Most people wouldn't be able to do it for more than a minute. Let me go to the bathroom. I don't know. What should I do? I can't hold it any longer. Her stomach churns. You can clearly hear the sounds from Miss Takashiro's stomach. I'm sure she's feeling serious pain right now. Hey, bathroom! Miss Takashiro's body is covered in greasy sweat and twitching. Her face is contorted with pain and the urge to go to the bathroom. Uh-oh, that's right from Starless! Can't you hold it in a bit longer for me? Cork up her ass, Minase. Where have we heard this before? I stroke my cock to make it erect and place it up against Miss Takashiro's ass. No, if you stick that thing inside, everything will shoot out. Even if you want to shoot it out, you won't be able to. I thrust my hips forward and stick the tip of my cock inside her ass. My cock enters her twitching ass. My God, that's awful. Oh, and it's raw. That's her urine. That's so many different types of sperm. That is an STD hellhole waiting to happen. Oh my God. Maybe it's because there's so much pressure on her rectum, but I feel like my cock is being held in a vice. No, pull it out. I'm gonna explode. I want you to start thrusting, Minase. Urgh! Start moving back and forth slowly. Oh, God. I move inside her tight rectum with strong thrusts. With her rectum tightening up on me, I feel pleasure, but it was starting to hurt. Even a slow thrust feels fantastic, but I can't really move around freely. Shoot out! It's gonna shoot out! Miss Takashiro relaxes the muscles in her rectum. I feel a great pressure against my cock, something trying to get out. I hold it inside by thrusting against it. It hurts! My stomach hurts! You can't shoot anything out, right? Help! My stomach is gonna explode! Will you join us if we help you? No! God damn it! Then deal with the pain! Die! I'll die! Go ahead! I'll join you! I'll join you! So just help me! Hehe, are you sure? Yes, I don't care what happens. Just let me go. Fine, I guess I'll help you then. But it doesn't look like you can make it to the bathroom. I don't care. Here, let me do it right here. Alright, you can pull out now, Minase. Pulling out. I pull my cock out of Miss Takashiro's ass. Even after I pull out, her ass is still twitching violently. Ugh, shooting out. Miss Takashiro released a blast of water and come out of her ass to climax at the same time. She was having a screaming orgasm as she flopped and twitched on the floor. Jesus, look at her. Look at her mouth. She's going nuts. Shooting out. You look pathetic. Aren't you embarrassed? Liquid is pouring out of Miss Takashiro's ass like a water fountain. It keeps on coming out with no end in sight. Liquid shooting out. Then she started urinating at the same time. Even though the large intestine can absorb lots of liquid, she still shoots out pee like a waterfall. How awful. Yeah, it won't stop. It won't stop. I watch closely as liquid comes flying out from both her holes. I can see her stomach slowly returning to normal. After going through all this, I'm sure Miss Takashiro won't defy us. Miss Takashiro keeps shooting out liquids for a long time, and everyone smiles gleefully as she continues. Eventually, she stops, and her body goes limp as she collapses in a daze. I guess she exhausted herself completely. She completely looks miserable. She can see what came out of her body. I guess it's finally over. Now for the finishing touch. Go get me that, Minase. I grab what she pointed to. It is an iron rod heated on a cooking stove. At the tip is a metallic mold in the shape of a circular emblem. The branding iron is burning red hot from the fire in the cooking stove. It has the number 666 carved into it. I grab the rod and approach Miss Takashiro. What is that? You're going to join us, right? That's why we have to brand you. This is so you won't defy us. Six, 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 the number that represents the devil. In the book of Revelations. With this emblem, you'll give up God and become a servant of the devil. Stop it. Miss Takashiro looks at the red-hot emblem and shakes in fear. Now you'll have the mark of a witch on your body, and you can never get rid of it. Miss Katami makes eye contact with me, and I slowly approach Miss Takashiro with a red-hot emblem. No, stop it! I ignore Miss Takashiro and press the branding iron against her skin. Burning. A bit of smoke puffs out, and the terrible smell of flesh burning reaches my nose. Urinating. Then Miss Takashiro pees herself again and loses consciousness. It must have been painful since she still has a look of fear on her face. After pressing the brand into her skin for a minute, I remove it slowly. I take a look. The emblem is reversed and she's badly burned red. It came out nicely. If you get pregnant, you probably won't be able to go to the hospital with that mark on you. Now, that's actually not true, especially today. You know, a lot of alt and goth or, you know, ethos, stuff like that, they use that symbol. So, I mean, it's just heavy metal or punk or whatever. It's not going to be a big deal today, but maybe in Japan it was looked down upon back then when this game came out. I don't know. Miss Katami examines the emblem on Miss Takashiro's body. She starts to chuckle with joy. Now I'm going to give her an anesthetic. She stabs Miss Takashiro with a needle containing a green liquid. Your pain will become pleasure, and you'll never want to leave us, heh heh heh. We continue, taking turns violating Miss Takashiro until late at night. Drugs and pleasure intoxicate us as we continue having sex in a massive orgy. Now we have nothing to fear. You know, I often wonder if Bible Black and Starless are a bit connected. Because, obviously, there's these devious things that go on in these rich people. And maybe the power that gave her ability, you know, maybe she transferred on to her daughter or something like that. Maybe Miss Katami is related to the mistress in a way that her power, you know, had these mass riches. And basically that kind of formed the whole pharmaceutical company or whatever. Maybe she even worked with the mistress and Starless at one point, because they're all really interested in chemicals and torturing and things like that. So it seems very possible that the devil had a play in this, like, you know, using that demonic power to get what the mistress had and all that kind of thing. It's something that I think would be very interesting, especially since they're doing prequels now. So maybe we'll find out that there is some Bible Black connection in Starless, which would make a lot of sense, because, you know, obviously the King Crimson record is Starless and Bible Black, so there's got to be a connection. And if there isn't, then say Shoujo is doing a really stupid thing, because it would be great to have a connection between these two games, especially considering how one seems to have a lot of play from the Bible. I mean, both do, because I believe that the beginning of Starless, there's like a Bible quote in the beginning of the intro, something like that. So it's very interesting if you think about it like that. Anyway, here's the ninth day, April 28th. Shaking. Still dazed and confused, I feel chills racing through my body. I feel a pleasant tingling feeling from below. Am I dreaming? No, it feels real, all right. I open my eyes just as I'm about to ejaculate. If I have a wet dream, it'll make a big mess. Oh, well. This is sucking. Okay. Well, look at that. Not something he expected to wake up to. I open my eyes and see an ass right in front of me. Oh, okay, yeah, it's a 69. What the? As I look, I realize that this is a familiar ass with a familiar chastity belt. It is clearly Amari's ass. I look down and Amari is sucking on my cock, bobbing her head up and down. Amari looks over as she speaks to me. Or Emery. I keep saying Amari, but I don't think it matters. I think she means are you awake? But I'm not sure because she was sucking on my cock when she said it. What are you doing? Amari keeps sucking on my cock as if she didn't hear me the first time. I can feel the sensation all the way to the head of my cock. I enjoy the feeling and slowly let myself wake up. Alright, I feel the need to play with her ass in order to get even. Amari's ass is fidgeting, and she bends her hips a bit, as if she's waiting for me to make a move. I stick my middle finger up her ass and stroke inside. Amari pushes her ass towards me and keeps on stroking my cock. We forget about going to school as we keep on enjoying each other's bodies. My lower body starts to twitch and I feel the urge to ejaculate. I'm coming! My body shakes violently and I climax right down to Amari's open
right down Amari's open throat. Juice pouring out. Amari takes tons of cock juice, filling her throat and her mouth. Juice pouring out. After she sucks up plenty of cock juice, she lets go of my cock. Releasing cock. Lots of cock juice keeps pouring out of Amari's mouth. I guess she can't gulp it down because of the thickness and the amount of juice. You're messing up the bed. Emery's saliva mixed with my cock juice stains the bed. Well, it's also my fault, so I can't really complain about it. Now it's your turn. I stick my index finger all the way up to her ass to make her climax. My fingers play around with her asshole, and I let the waves of pleasure build. Emery trembles and enjoys the feeling. Insertion. I use all my fingers and stimulate her ass rhythmically. I put my fingers deep inside and pull out as I open up my hand. Emery's ass pulls up every time I do it, and her rectum keeps on twitching. Come, I'll come, she says. I move my fingers even faster than before. Lots of juice comes out from her pussy, which is still covered with a chastity belt. Ah, I'm coming! Emery's voice gets higher, and her voice convulses as she comes. Climax. No, it's coming out. What? Liquid pouring out. Then a liquid pours out from one of the holes in her chastity belt. Ugh! Liquid pouring out. The warm liquid soaks my body as well as the bed. Liquid pouring out. The juice stops pouring, but both my body and the bed were in terrible condition. Sorry, I can't hold it in with this thing attached. Emery's body trembles and she seems really embarrassed. You think apologizing is gonna fix this? What are you gonna do about it? I speak with disgust, watching the stream rise off my bed in pajamas. I can't use this bed now. Sorry, I'll wash it and make it all clean. Alright then. I keep on complaining as I remove my pajamas covered in Emery's piss. Ugh. Oh my, look at the time. We have to hurry. How could you say that after pissing all over my bed, Amber Heard? But we're gonna be late. Hurry up and get dressed. Emery helps me get dressed and she pushes me out of the house. Luckily, my sister is already gone. Well, if my sister were around, Emery wouldn't be doing the things she did. We walk the same path to school as always. Honestly, I don't want to go to school, but Miss Katami told me to come. Now that Miss Takashiro is one of ours, there's nobody who can get in our way. Eventually, the school and all of the students will be ours. Now that I think about it, going to school may help me cure my boredom. Minase, I was walking through the hallway when I suddenly hear Miss Katami's voice. I turn around and see Miss Katami and Miss Takashiro standing side by side. Good morning. Good morning. Can you come to the art room during lunch break? No problem. I nod. I'm worried about the fact that Miss Takashiro is standing quietly next to Miss Katami. Miss Takashiro seems to have a collar around her neck. Her face is flushed and her legs are trembling. When I take a closer look, I can see that liquid is pouring down her legs all the way to her ankles. Something is wrong with her. I'm sure Miss Katami is having her way with her. Well, see you then. Let's go. Yes. Then they both leave. I start walking towards class, feeling some pity for Miss Takashiro. The door opens. As I go in, there's only a few people present in class. Good morning. Hey. Did you hear about today? Lunchtime, right? I heard. I see. You know, something didn't seem right with Miss Takashiro. Saiki doesn't go home these days, but instead just lives at the apartment. That's why she knows so much about Miss Takashiro. Yeah, she's been kept on drugs all morning and she has a vibrator rammed all the way in both holes. She's finished. If she keeps taking all this punishment, she'll go insane. I agree and go off to my seat. I look outside at the scenery outside and wait for classes to begin. The bell sounds and morning classes begin. Okay, and that's where we're gonna leave off for today, folks. Sorry it took so long. I meant to do this a couple of days ago and had some issues, and I think they're fixed now, hopefully. And we don't have much more Bible Black to go. Discipline will be next, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. And we will see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.